What went wrong with your pet? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, was it Baxter or Barkley that happened to?
No, it was Barkley. So what Baxter happened? Is the dog that allows my wife to do whatever she wants. He will just lay there on the ground in the most awkward positions and allow my wife to cut his hair, do his nails, anything like that. And Barkley is the resistant one. Barkley, the older dog, all right, now, he's not old by any means. He's 7, but he's just a huge personality. And so whenever he goes to get a haircut, we can't groom him. He had an experience with a groomer when he was a puppy, and ever since then, nobody can groom this dog. So he has to be sedated when he gets grooming, which, you know, it's kind of common, I guess, for some dogs, right?
Okay.
But, you know, you remember we had to go through this whole thing with the dog whisperer, and the dog whisperer was very much against the fact that he would get sedated grooming. He tried to, tell us, wrap him up in a blanket, do this, do that, or whatever.
Hold on, time out. Raven hired a dog whisperer and paid, like, I want to say like $3,000 to fix his dog, which is the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
It was more than that. It was like a used Camry. It was like, seriously.
It was a lot.
Seriously, it was a lot of money. All right. Uh-huh. But lifetime. And he was great. And I'll give you the name if you needed anybody. But anyways, so he would say, don't send him for sedated grooming because he wakes up and he's in a strange place and he's shaved and he's like, you know, it freaks him out. And if that happened to me, if I woke up in a strange place shaved, I would also be somewhat, you know, discombobulated.
I would think so.
So, you know, my wife, she's very particular. All right. And the dog is particular. So my wife always conveys exactly what type of hairstyle we would want. And it's the same person that does it every time. And to be fair, it's been pretty good every single time before. This time, I went to go pick up my dog, and it's usually Alicia that drops him off, and she's like, you're going to do it because you're off today. She's like, you're going to do it because, you know, he always associates me with being the person that's done this to him. I went and I picked up my dog, and I barely recognized him. He came to the door, and she had shaved his entire head, and that was like seriously 6 inches of hair. And like maybe 2 pounds of hair off his head. She started walking to the door with my dog. And I was like, I was about to be like, no, that's the wrong dog. And then I saw his eyes and he was so upset. And I knew it was my little puppy then. And now his identity has been taken because she shaved his beard, his eyebrows, everything off his head. He's never had this in 7 years. He's always had this furry front. Like it's his whole persona.
They took away his identity.
They took away his identity. And the first day, I'm telling you, he was so depressed. And yesterday, he was extremely angry. Like, he's going through the stages of grieving. I'm watching the dog go through this. It's just been really, really hard around the house.
Cold because all the fur on his face is gone.
Well, that's also a thing that's happening now. He's shivering. He's coming in. He hates sweaters. He's always hated sweaters.
Well, I don't blame him.
But now you're going to put a sweater on
him. Stop putting your dogs in clothes. I don't know how many times I've
But now he's freezing, so now you got to put him in a sweater, and he's so mad about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sometimes things just go wrong with your pets.
So terrible what happened to my baby.
He'll be all right. It'll grow back. You should have shaved your head in solidarity with him.
I honestly thought about doing something with it. I really do hope that it grows back, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
going to take a while, but I mean, the next 6 months are going to be touch and go for this guy.
What was the thing that went wrong with your pet? 1-800-330-9999. What went wrong with your pet? 1-800-330-9999. Poor Raven's puppy. He went to get groomed, got sedated, woke up. What happened, Raven?
His entire beard was gone. His eyebrows were gone. All the hair on his head was gone. And typically, you know, we're pretty... I was there in the car when we dropped him off, right? And my wife was very, very exact with the instructions. And the girl is repeating it back to us. And so you think she's writing it down. And it's like, listen, don't go too close on his body. You know, this guard or that guard, you know, kind of length. Don't trim his tail too much because he gets very self-conscious. And his beard, just comb his beard, but don't really trim his beard at all. He woke up, no beard, no eyebrows, no facial hair.
Poor guy.
Tail is still pretty bushy, but the rest of his body is completely sleek. I mean, it's like he's going to a swim meet or something.
I had a similar situation, but not a similar situation. Dakota is my toddler, and she has an evil streak.
Yeah.
So sometimes she does things to our poor puppy Lila, and Lila takes it because Lila loves her. You know, it's her baby. So at one point, Dakota was taking handfuls of wax out of the candle, like it was like soft enough that she could get it, but not hot enough that it would hurt her. And she would smear it into Lila's fur. And I couldn't figure it out until one day I caught Dakota doing it. And I was like, oh my gosh, poor Lila, like subject to a 2-year-old's tantrums and like rubbing hot wax on her.
You know, they got to work out their bickering back and forth on their own.
Hi, it's Ian on Raven. What went wrong with your puppy?
I've spent hundreds of dollars on my dog toys, like hundreds, and he's still obsessed with all of my little girl doll toys. Like, he eats the hair off of the top of their heads.
I remember when Lila Bear, my rescue, she was eating the Barbie heads, and it was disgusting when they had to come out. Like, it was something you did. It was a sight. I wonder why they like that.
I have no idea. Must be like a dog thing.
I think it's probably something like they can smell it on you or something like that, or there's some sort of sense of dominance. But what do I know? That's why I hired a dog whisperer.
Right.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What went wrong with your pet?
I don't understand what's going on, but this minute we walk into a friend's house, he goes to the bathroom. And he doesn't do it. I mean, he doesn't have that issue at home. He's never done it like if I've taken him into a store. But as soon as we walk into a friend's house, he goes to the bathroom.
I have a similar situation, but it's opposite. My husband, Paul, makes dogs go potty. So I don't know how to say this nicely. Any time that we walk into a friend's house that has a dog, the dog will immediately pee out of excitement for seeing my husband, Paul, and nobody knows why.
Is he the guy that, like, rolls around on the floor with them or plays with the dogs? Does he talk to the dog as soon as he walks in the door? What does he do?
Yeah, he definitely pets the dogs. Like, he, like, loves dogs. So I think that, I don't know. I don't know if he gets them too excited, but it's little dogs. It's big dogs. It's all dogs of shapes and sizes. And then he gets mad because they go on his shoes. I'm like, well, no, like, stop touching these dogs.
Yeah, stop getting them so pumped up, man.
Right.
Stop being so exciting.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what's wrong with your dog. I think your dog is
just don't know.
Excited.
Yeah. I'm not sure the message he's sending.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What went wrong with your pet?
Yeah, so he got banned from doggy daycare because he's a humper.
I'm surprised they even let him there, because usually if they're not neutered, right, they don't let them go to the doggy daycare places?
No, just because they get neutered doesn't mean that they stop humping sometimes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times they'll just, for whatever reason, they enjoy that.
Really?
Yes.
Do you have to apologize to the other dog's owners? Like, I'm sorry, my dog is wildly inappropriate.
It's cool. Anybody spent enough time at doggy daycare or the dog parks had to have that conversation one time or another.